Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. We're continuing the halachos of Beirur. Now, that's pashut when you have a food in a bag or you have something in a wrapper and the wrapper is not stuck to the food. That's pashut. It's not a shiloh of Beirur. It's not a shiloh of Beirur. It's not a taruvus. And therefore, you'll have to remove the wrapper around the food. And even for later, even if it's not immediate use, because that's not a maisa of Beirur at all, that's pashut that's mutter. The shiloh is when you have a wrapper that's stuck. For example, you have a candy and the wrapper is stuck all around the candy. Or you have a piece of kishka and the wrapper is all around the piece of kishka. And now you want to remove that. So that is a maisa of bayer because that's considered a mixture, it's considered attached. And therefore, when you're separating, it's called bayer. But in this case, you're allowed to remove the plastic off the food because there's no other way to do it. It's just like a klipa of a peri, just like a peel on a orange. The idea you let her remove the peel because no other way to get to it. The same thing when it comes to a candy or another food where the wrapper is connected to the food. This Rishu Shavuz Kachas says this, and Ramayisha says this, that it is a shayla baris. What's an afkamina? That has to be for immediate use. If you have these candies that are stuck to the wrapper, or you have kishko, it's stuck to the wrapper, you cannot do that a few hours before the suda, prepare that because it's a shayla baris. So you let it take the wrapper off because there's no other way to do it, but it has to be done for immediate use. Now the shaila is, what happens if you have a little piece of paper or sticker stuck to the challah? Are you let to remove that sticker? Because there, it's bayur. And the problem is that you now remove psoilus from the eichel. And here you don't have the excuse, efsher b'inyan achar, because you can eat the challah all around it. It's not blocking the whole challah, it's only in one spot. The rest of the challah you can eat until you reach the paper. Here, so in this case, you're not allowed to remove the sticker off the challah because the shaila of bayur. So what's the eitzah? So the eitzah is, there's a mishnah brura that talks about if a fly falls into the soup, you're allowed to remove it. And basically, the mishnah brura's head is like this, that it's mutter to remove waste from the food if you remove more than the normal amount of food along with the waste. For example, if you're removing, let's say, watermelon pits, if you took some of the melon with each pit, then that would be fine. Same thing with fish bones. If you remove fish bones together with some fish, that would be mutter. And the case of the mishnah brura is, if dirt or a bug falls into a drink, so you now remove the particle itself, the bug itself, but you can scoop it out with a spoonful of the liquid. So this is not called bayur, because it can do this for later use. Why? Because since it's coming together, the food and waste are still mixed. They're still coming out as one unit. So therefore, it's not called bayur. See, here also, if you want to take that sticker off the challah, a piece of parchment paper off the challah, cut a piece of challah with the parchment paper, take it off, and therefore it's still a mixture, and that's not a maisa of bayur.